All right, guys. Good morning. It is Wednesday hump day. Let's get a little bit of this in our system this morning so we can get ready for battle and traffic, because it's back to school. It's back to school. It's back to school. Here we go. Alright, right there in your pocket. Right there in your pocket. Wake it up, ring, ding, dong. We are back in session with the schooling. Back in session. I'm going to give y'all parents a round of applause this morning. Come on. Round of applause. Round of applause. Okay? Round of applause. Go. Because y'all held it down. Y'all held school down for these kids last year. But guess what? Y'all time is up. Give it back to them teachers with honor today. And remember, put a smile on your face when you're dropping off those kids to those teachers and tell them thank you. Thank you for taking their job back. Inside the school building, should we say. You know, I mean, don't get me wrong. Love, love, love our babies. But aren't you glad that they're going back into these schools and getting the education in front of a teacher? Take it back to the streets. Take it back to the original. Let's get back in these school buildings and get these kids where they need to be, in the classroom, in front of their teacher, learning. We know the pandemic is real, we get it. But what's realer is the realization of getting back to schools and being in classrooms. That's the realization of things, guys. That's the part and the point that we need to be at, guys. Getting back to that point. They can slap a mask on their face, wash their hands, take their own water bottle so they're not touching anything else. They'll be fine. But guess what? If you get a second gift today to their parents, your electric bill, your water bill, your gas bills, they're all going to go down. Hey, your internet service, it'll kick back up. High speed will actually be high speed now. You know, you won't have all these kids at home on their cell phones, their laptops, watching your TV, watching movies. None of that. None of that. I'm laughing because it's like, whoo, the storm is over. Let me quit this morning. But I'm just saying, give your parents, you know, a round of applause. Traffic. Let's talk about that. But let's talk about this real quick. 7:42 in your drive time. So guys, remember, when school is starting back, commute time is going to be a little bit more stressful. A little bit more stressful. Okay? So you're going to have your students on the road. You're going to have your buses back on the road. And you're going to have your parents on the road commuting to get their kids to school and themselves to work. So commute is going to be tough right now. So welcome back to that. But let's just watch out for our little new drivers. Let's make sure that we click it or ticket. It's the law and someone else's life and yours too. And remember, we got our teen drivers that took driver's course this year. So they took it during the summer, and they're new drivers out here on the road driving their little new vehicles. Watch out for them. Be more patient. You know, they're not going to speed up. They're not going to drive fast. They're gonna hug the road as much as they can because they're new drivers. So let's watch out for those little new drivers driving themselves to school this year. It's just so much to talk about this week. We do. We can't squeeze it all into one session, but I mean, hey, give yourself a pat on the back and a round of applause because you literally made it. You literally made it. You made it. You made it as parent teachers. That's what you were, parent teachers. And you made it. You made it through this crisis that we've been going through. And you did your job. You did your job. So don't feel bad about it. Of course, I know you hear the roaring, guys. I'm on the highway with some vehicles. I mean, the bypass is packed. The sun is out gracing your face and kissing it this morning. You know, so much to talk about. I'm overwhelmed this morning. You know, school's back in session, guys. Did we ever think that we were going to be able to say that? We did. We made it. So be thankful for something. Yes, we're dealing with the crisis still. Yes, we fear our kids going back to school because of the virus. Yes, we don't want our kids back at school with masks on their faces. But we have no choice. If you haven't gotten those shots yet, your kids that are 12 years old and up, do it anyway. And the reason why I say do it anyways is even though people are saying, oh, they're getting the virus with the shot regardless, blah, blah, blah. So what? Get them the shot anyways, because less likely their chances are to be in a hospital sick, just feeling horrible. And they could still be. You don't know. We don't know. We don't even know. But get them the shot anyways, because guess what? Flu season's coming up. You got to get them the flu shot too. I don't know if your parents believe in that or not. I do. I'm a parent that does. You know what? And don't get your panties and your underwears all tied up in a bunch in a knot, because that's just my choice, my opinion, my life. That's what I do. And I tell you guys all the time, we got to stay focused on what's important. And if it's protecting our kids, it's what you do. Hands down, 10 toes to the ground. We have to make sure that we are doing what we need to do to protect our children, period. So I had to give that to you guys this morning, let you know. Welcome back to reality. A little bit of a reality. To get your houses back quiet. Lights are off. TVs are off. I mean, if our TVs could talk, they'd probably be like, thank God. I'm tired of being on all day. I'm just saying. Your refrigerator's probably glad. Oh, I'm glad when they stop closing me and shutting me and closing me. You know? I'm just saying, guys. I want you guys to be thankful that school's back in session this week. I know only probably, what, freshman and sixth grade probably went back to school today, you know, in kindergarten maybe. But the rest of you will be back in session tomorrow. So tomorrow the streets are really going to be packed. This morning it's barely packed, but tomorrow it's going to be really packed because you got every student going back tomorrow. Well, I tell you what, guys, I could wear you down. It's just super exciting morning, and I just had to come on here with it. And let you guys know that life is going back to normal for some of you parents. Some of you will be commuting your kids to school. That's okay. You know? Well, all right, guys. Get in there today and do your job with a smile on your face, knowing that life is supposed to change for you drastically, because households getting back into normal routine. Kids are back in school. And guess what? You could go to work today and smile at that ass and say, you're not bothering me. My kids went back to school. My electric bill went down. My gas bill went down. My life, everything went back into order. So smell at that ass today. Say, move out my way. All right, guys, a little tune before we go out here. A little bit of OJ's in your life. I love music. Let's go. I own no copyrights to any music I play. Well, let's switch it up. Let's see what else we can find that maybe have us uplifted, because that wasn't what I wanted to play right now. Let's do a little Chris Brown with you. Tonight, because school is back in session. Hopefully next time we can catch the OJs. We missed that tune, but guess what? Hearts All Over the World by Chris Brown tonight, because guess what? All you parents are back to normal. Until next time, guys, I gotta get in here and make it happen. Sincerely, I am a mess.